Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing what type of people can you catch on POF. So POF is also known as Plenty of Fish, which is an online dating platform. It's quite well known for being a popular free platform to use, and it doesn't have the best reputation for finding the love of your life on there. However, people certainly do. So, you know, it could be a short-term relationship scenario you're on there for, or it could be a long-term relationship scenario you're looking for. So it kind of covers everything. And we're going to be discussing the pros and the cons of the platform and whether it's right for you to use. So the first thing to say is POF has a huge amount of people on there. Because it's for free, it has lots and lots of people. It doesn't matter whether you live in a city, a town, or a village. There'll be people not far away from you on there. And that's great. Now, the flip side of that is increased competition. You will have more people messaging probably the people you want to contact, and you need to stand out. This is particularly important for men to remember, because women, yes, it's important you have a good profile with a good selection of photos that represent yourself well and good profile text. However, women will get messages irrespective. I've known ladies who have very average, mediocre profiles, and they literally get over 100 messages a day still. So I don't know whether that's because there's a lot more men on the platform, or whether it's something to do with just the generalisation of who sends the first message. But it definitely seems that women are going to have tons of messages. So in particular, it's important that men need to make sure their profiles are in excellent condition, because otherwise they might struggle to some degree to get the attention of a woman. However, it's definitely better to have more people on a platform than not many at all. So the fact POF has so many people on it can only be a plus. Now, in terms of how the website and the app work, well, they're brilliant. You know, they're quite possibly the best examples of what an online dating platform should be. I think functionality-wise, POF is probably the best online dating platform. It's a search site, as I like to call them, where predominantly you find people using searches. You can search, you know, the standard things such as age, location, etc. But you also have a little bit of kind of eHarmony-esque aspects to it, where if you want to, you can do a bit of a personality test, and it can kind of like make some suggestions to you as well of who you should be in contact with. So it's got that side of it as well, although it is definitely skewed towards searching. The way the site and app work in terms of your profile is excellent as well. You know, if you upload photos, they're on there instantly, and similar to the profile text. You can have a photo out in public, you can keep it private, you can select who you want to send it to in a private message. So, you know, you might have a photo of yourself that you only want to show certain people, and then you can do that easy. You know, the functionality is great. Some of the functionality, especially what I'm about to mention, is locked behind a little bit of a paywall, but it doesn't cost too much to do. And please bear in mind, whenever you're listening to this podcast, things could have changed. But there's just so many options. You know, you can have a voice chat on there, for instance. I mean, that's brilliant. You know, the fact that you could have a voice chat on there. I believe it's locked behind a paywall at the time of speaking. I could be wrong, and it could change anyway. But even if that's the case, you know, what an option to have. You know, you're not having to even swap phone numbers before you speak to somebody verbally. And definitely talking to somebody where you can hear them is an extra layer of communication on top of just messaging. It's very, very important. So I think that's excellent. There's other little things you can do, again, behind a small paywall, which things such as you can send a message and you can make it a priority message, which means that until they open it and read it, it will stay at the top of their inbox. So if you're a man and you're sending a message to a woman that you think is probably going to be very popular, i.e. all of them, and you send it as a priority message, then it's going to stick at the top of their inbox. You know, they're going to notice it amongst the 100 messages they've probably got that day. You know, there's some women who, you know, which don't have time to read the messages. You might send the perfect message, you might have the perfect profile, but she'll never see it because every day she probably reads a couple of messages and the rest of them she just deletes because she has no option. She doesn't have the time. So that is a great option, sending a priority message. It's just one of the little features about Puff that make it so great. Now, because it is for free, you do run the problem of a few undesirables on there. You do have catfish on there occasionally, and you do have people who are already in relationships occasionally kind of polluting the pond, if you excuse the pun. That's because it's for free. It's free and easy to join. As I've just said, you can hide your photos and then show them to you want to. So it plays into a catfish's hands. It plays into somebody who's married's hands because, you know, they can kind of show who they want to show, what they look like. But not the general public, and we can kind of hide in the shadows. You know, that's the negative side of it, but I think the positives outweigh the negatives. The downside of these negatives is the fact that the reputation of Puff isn't the best for that reason. You could have thousands of people who have relationships from the site. You could have thousands of people who enjoy short-term flings from the site, if that's what they both want. But all of these positive kind of agreeable aspects kind of get overshadowed by a few bad experiences, by a few people who have been catfished, or a few people who have found out they're actually talking to somebody who's married, which is, you know, very disappointing. But I think the positives outweigh the negatives. I think Plenty of Fish is somewhere that if you're going to use online dating, you need to give it a try. You know, so much functionality is for free. A few bits of it you have to pay. I think there might be like a monthly kind of subscription, average kind of price, nothing extortionate for some of the features. And I think some of the other features you actually pay, if I remember right, just kind of per feature. I think they use like a coin kind of situation, and with your coins you can then use to send a priority message, or you could give your profile a boost so it's shown to more people in a certain period of time. All of it really, really good. It's just so kind of fun and easy to use. There's no hassle. It's something that you can kind of pick up and put down very easily. And again, you know, to move on to make this a bit more balanced, a possible negative to that is, you know, do people take their time on there seriously? The vast majority do, I would say. But of course, you're going to get some people who don't really. You know, you might send them a message and then they don't even look at it for a week because since they haven't paid to be on there, they don't have the kind of drive necessarily to kind of keep up to date with what's going on. So it's not perfect, you know, and you're not going to be able to make the perfect platform, but functionality-wise, it's as close as you're going to get to perfect. It really is that good, and there's so many people on there, and you stand an excellent chance of meeting someone. But what type of people go on there? Well, you're going to find, in general, probably a middle-class to working-class kind of demographic in general. There's not that many upper-class people on there, probably, again, because of it's got a few iffy kind of things against its reputation. Also, because it's free, some kind of upper-class people, some people who earn lots of money, might almost discriminate against it because they think, well, it can't be that good because it's for free. So depending on what type of person you're looking for, you know, that might change your mind whether you're interested or not. Another thing to think of is the kind of general ages who are on there. Well, I would say the vast majority of ages are on there. Probably more so younger, probably more so under 35 is probably the most popular demographic on there. Again, this isn't based on official statistics. It's just from what I can gather from my own kind of research experiences and from what other people have told me their opinions are. But I would say there's more people under 35 on there. But, you know, there's definitely people over 40, over 50. You know, it's the whole range is on there. But I would say, in general, you're looking at kind of the younger adults and people who kind of fit that in a financial sense as well, I suppose. You know, you're going to be getting like people at college, people at university, people in their first jobs. As I said, working class, middle class in general is what I would say the demographics generally are on POF. So with all that in mind, you know, I hope to have given you kind of a balanced description of what the experience is like on Plenty of Fish. I would definitely say give it a go if you want to use online dating. It's probably one of the most famous platforms. It's very, very busy. It's very, very popular. You will find somebody to talk to, even if it can be challenging, maybe to get in touch with. You know, you might see, oh, that's my perfect profile. Well, if you don't send them a priority message, I do think that's what it's called. apologies if it's not actually known as a priority message. But if you use that part of a platform where you can pay to make your message stick to the top, then of course you stand a good chance of getting your message read by anyone. But if you don't, yeah, okay, you might struggle with some of the more popular people, but you'll find somebody to talk to. You know, put your messages out there, have a great profile, and you stand every chance of having a good conversation and hopefully building a positive connection where you find somebody who's looking for the same thing as yourself. And, you know, that's all you can ask for. It's the type of app where, you know, you can send a message and you know if somebody's read it. Again, that possibly might be behind a paywall, but the option's there, which is great. It's always good to know if somebody's read your message. I think it might even possibly tell you if they've deleted it as well, which, you know, again, you kind of get a good idea if somebody is, you know, will they ever get back to me, or okay, no, you know, they've deleted it, so they've obviously gone. It will tell you if people's gone on your profile, so it's got kind of that kind of profile footprint, which is great. You can kind of see who's had a peek at you, then maybe send them a message, because they could be shy, they might not have sent you one, but they're having a look, just send them a message. You know, it's good to know who's looking at you, it's good to know whether your profile seems popular. All in all, I would say Plenty of Fish is a great platform. Whether you're looking for a short-term fling or a long-term relationship, I think there's people who are looking for both of those things in abundance. So if you want to use an online dating platform, go ahead and try POF.